Another thing that will come with this fire is there will be an unusual spirit of boldness that will be rising inside of you. A prophetic boldness. A prophetic boldness that will rise inside of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. The church will never be the same. The services will never be the same. The way we do things will never be the same. We will give the Holy Ghost permission to have his way. Actually, we don't even need to give him permission. He doesn't need our permission at this point. He will do what he wants to do. The church belongs to him. The word belongs to him. We all belong to him. And he is taking back his position. And we have no choice. It's for our good. That's why he says, this is my time. Yes. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Souls are coming. God is going to move. Things are happening. I am so excited. I was saying, God, I can testify. I can bear witness. My brothers and sisters, something has taken another level. You see, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. So tonight, I just want to ask you to, you know, tonight, just when you cry for the fire of God, when you ask God to start burning in your life, to start moving your heart, I want you to know what that fire is. That fire will go after the idols of your heart. It will go after the everything that is not like God. Like this morning at the church, my brothers asked for it with passion. Ask for it knowing that God is smart, is better, he knows. Ask for it without fear. Let me tell you, the more, if you allow God's fire to start cleaning you from this week and start giving permission, God, every day you wake up, you say, God, I yield to your fire. God, I yield to your fire. I present myself as a living sacrifice. I know the rain of your fire is on the move. Father, I surrender to your fire. Purge me, cleanse me, purify me. As you accelerate to let that fire purify, you might be the one that the glory of God might begin with. Because he says, once he finished purging, he will replace it with his glory. We just read it. Amen?